This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. We'll give you the numbers here momentarily, but you know, we did talk about the Powerball last night and some of the things that are more likely to happen to you than winning that jackpot that apparently three people got lucky on, or at least rather there were three winning tickets. Don't know yet if any of those tickets were shared amongst others, meaning, you know, like people at a work, people at an office somewhere went in together on a ticket. We don't yet know, but we do know who the big winner is, and Johnson will tell us about that here in just a second. But of course, we will take your calls about whatever is on your mind. You can call in toll-free 855-450-FREE, whether it's Powerball, or we've also got a story about a woman that's suing Twitter in federal court because they are, in her words, giving the Islamic State a platform. So that story is fairly interesting, and we will get into that later. But Johnson, tell us about who the big winner is of the Powerball.
I just want to say real quick that, you know, about that Twitter thing, is that, you know, she's absolutely right. Twitter is giving the Islamic State a platform. They're giving everyone a platform. That's what Twitter does. They give a platform for people to communicate. That's kind of how it works. But Powerball. We know who the biggest winner is. Free Talk Live is going to scoop right here. We're going to scoop everybody. We know before anybody else.
Somebody's donating some of their $300 million to Free Talk Live, because that would make Free Talk Live the big winner.
That would. But no. I'm scooping. You know, we know who the big winner of this past Powerball actually is. And I don't know if anybody other media, like news story, has figured that out and said who actually is the winner of that, you know, the huge jackpot, but it's the government.
Oh, yeah, we said that last night when we were talking about it, and even asking the question, is it rational yet to purchase a lotto ticket?
Oh, it's never been rational. It's ridiculous.
No, and listen to the show from last night, and okay, you can find the archive at freetalklive.com. Some economists went through and ran the numbers. And there is a point in which it becomes rational to purchase a lotto ticket, because the expected return on that $2 ticket at some point becomes more than $2. Even though the odds are still against you that will win,
right,
but just from the pure entertainment value, you will wind up getting more entertainment value out of the lotto than putting in the $2.
I wouldn't ever get that value out of that. I mean, because I think it's immensely stupid. Like, at no point would I ever see that as a good. I mean, the best possible odds that you can get are winning $4 on your $2 ticket, right? That's the best possible odds you can have, which is, you know, that you get your money back, basically. You know,
plus
you get
$2.
Plus $2, right? That's the best.
Okay, so let me
so
ask
what
you.
What are those odds? Wait, what are those odds? Those odds are 1 in 27.
No, 1 in 24.
Actually, it's 1 in 27. I looked at it just the other day.
There are 26 Powerballs, so one would think if you get that red number, then you win $4. But if you get a white number and the red number, you win another prize. So the odds of winning any prize at all is 1 in 24.
Okay, well, I only saw the one for winning just the $4, not the other thing. So 1 in 24 is slightly better odds than what I had thought. But if it's 1 in 27, because I haven't done the math for the 1 in 24, I don't know exactly what that is percentage-wise, but if it's 1 in 27, the odds are 97% that you're going to lose.
Right.
So,
but still, let me ask you this question. Have you ever gone to, say, a Chuck E. Cheese and played skee ball?
Maybe when I was a kid.
Never as an adult?
No, not skee ball. I've gone to the arcade here.
Okay, so you've been to an arcade.
Yes.
And you've played video games.
Yes.
Your chances of winning anything playing a video game are also close to zero. But did you get enjoyment out of playing the video game?
If you're playing for that reason, then that's... If you're playing specifically for enjoyment, that's one thing. But if you're playing because you think you're going to win money... I never thought when I was playing a video game that I'm going to win something tangible from it.
Right, but when you go to, say, a Chuck E. Cheese and you play skee ball...
I don't play the ticket games.
Right, but, you know...
I understand what you're saying, but no, I don't play
those
ticket
games. There are ticket games.
I think those ticket games are stupid, too.
And some people play those because they find them enjoyable, and they might wind up getting enough tickets to get a lollipop or a Tootsie Roll.
And those things are generally a scam, too. You know,
they are, but people find enjoyment in different things.
I think if you did a study of people who play those games over the average person, like the people who avoid those games versus the people who play those games, I think that you would find a much, much larger propensity for gambling addiction amongst the people who play those types of games.
And that's why some woman sued Chuck E. Cheese, because she claimed that Chuck E. Cheese was... basically promoting gambling to her, like, 7-year-old.
Right.
I think the suit wound up getting thrown out in court. But my point is, some people...
I'm surprised the government didn't take that suit and say, you know what? You're absolutely right. We're nationalizing all these games, and now ticket games can only be run by the state.
Well, those games are considered games of skill, which they can't wind up saying... we're running all games of skill.
Which is weird, because they debate in, you know, certain things that whether or not poker and blackjack are games of skill as well.
Well, right now, legally, in most states, those are classified as games of chance, and they're done that way so that the state can say, we're the only ones that are allowed to operate these.
Right. But in certain states, they're not classified that way.
Right.
It's, you know, up for grabs and up for debate. But again, so that 97%, you know, your chance of losing money on these things is just stupidly high. And the problem here's the problem. Also, people don't tend to buy one ticket. There are lots of people out there because they really are, like, buying that chance, and they really actually believe, I'm going to win if I just spend enough money.
I bought 10 tickets.
Because I don't know how odds work.
I bought 10 tickets. I know how odds work.
Right.
But it was worth, you know, $20 of entertainment for me to wonder, what if I wound up winning?
Wow.
What could I do? Even if I would have hit four numbers and got $50,000.
You know, the unfortunate
it's
an unfortunate culture for me, because when I hear that, something like that, well, then, like, my immediate reaction is, never, ever, ever listen to Daryl on investing advice, because this is someone who makes decisions emotionally. That is something like, it's like, why did you enjoy that so much? You shouldn't have. And this
basically,
the article I'm about to read is going to, the article I'm about to read is really going to crush. It's not going to be fun for you to hear this article.
Basically, I had $20. That I was like, I don't really care about this money.
You were like, I don't want to pay taxes, but I'm going to hand my money to the government.
It's a form of voluntary taxation.
Yes.
And most of that money winds up going towards a jackpot. The rest of that winds up going generally towards educational things. And yes, another big chunk. What isn't eaten up by middleman bureaucracy?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I understand. It's not rational. I never said it was rational.
Right.
And don't go all Aspie on me telling me about all of the reasons that one of my decisions would violate Ayn Rand.
Whatever about Ayn Rand, man, it's just still giving money to the government. I don't think it's a good decision. I don't think it's sound. It's ever a sound investment, and I think it's just a giant waste. You know, there are so many other things that you could do with that $20 or whatever if you're investing money into this lottery that are better decisions that right, maybe might get you more entertainment, more bang for your buck, not benefit the state.
I look at all forms of gambling the same, and it's pure entertainment value for me. And we'll get into why the government was the big winner when we come back. And, of course, your calls, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day, and she has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen. You can't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Her breath is better. She's just perkier. It's just so totally amazing. She's a gorgeous Springer Spaniel. She's 12 and a half years old. The last 2-3 years, she was really becoming very old, very slow, was very sad.
I thought, oh, this is it.
I was driving along one day, and I heard this person raving about Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
She loves it. She chomps at every last single crumb.
These ingredients are natural. The flax in the yeast cultures in the grains.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We're on our third order now. We just want everybody to know about Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in with your thoughts, whether it's on the Powerball, who the big winner is on all forms of gambling, whether or not Chuck E. Cheese is gambling, or anything else that is on your mind, 855-450-FREE. And Johnson, we will get into this article that you have, but
after we're done arguing.
Well, and I don't want to argue, but it seems as though you're saying that gambling can never be fun. Gambling can never be fun, ever!
That's not what I'm saying.
That's exactly what you're saying, but I'll tell you what can be fun. Saving money. And you can save money on promotional items, such as T-shirts or business cards or other products. And you can start off with 500 business cards starting at $9.99 when you go to Vistaprint.com and use our code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. Vistaprint is very easy to use. They're very user-friendly, and they absolutely guarantee that you will love their products every time or they'll make it right. So go now, Vistaprint.com, use my code FTL, get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Let's now jump to the phones, and Joe is calling in Alabama. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live, and you want to talk about Chuck E. Cheese.
Real quick, before he says the Chuck E. Cheese thing, you could get 200 business cards for every lottery ticket. Based on that price, instead of getting a lottery ticket, you could have gotten yourself 200 business cards, and you could be definitely making yourself
some. And I have that many business cards that I bought from Vistaprint, but I don't need that many more, and I got enjoyment out of the lotto ticket. Sue me for being entertained in a way different than how you entertain yourself. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you addicted to Chuck E. Cheese?
No, but the kids are. You know, they say, Chuck E. Cheese, please. And they want the big prize. Of course, you can never win enough tickets.
Right.
So it's just a form of, and I think it's sort of wrong because it entices minors to gamble. But then when you go back to about the lotto tickets, if you look at it as form of entertainment, it's the difference between getting a burger, 99-cent special somewhere, versus getting a burger at a sit-down place that's 10 times more. So, you know, life is balance, and if you have extra money, it's okay in my eyes, but for people that say, hey, I lack $20 at my house payment, I'm going to go gamble, try and win $20, and end up losing the rest of their house payment, that's sad.
But right. Disproportionately, who is doing the gambling in those state lotteries?
Exactly, and a lot of people, they pray, God, oh, I need this so bad, please. But God's not going to answer your prayer that way, I don't believe. And I could be wrong, but I like your show. Keep it up.
Thank you very much, Joe.
All right.
So, no, I definitely don't take the view that gambling can't be fun. My view on it, like, for example, I think that you can get a far more enjoyment out of your $20 if you were to go to, like, a poker tournament that is a $20 buy-in. And the way, and I've done this, I've played, you know, Texas Hold'em because I really enjoy being able to sit down with a bunch of people that are, you're going to talk with, you're going to really engage with those people because you're going to have to bluff them and you're going to be gambling with them. And there's, like, you know, a social aspect to that. And the way I've always looked at that is, versus, you know, spending money on, say, a movie, right? Which you're going to spend probably $20 on a movie ticket when it's like, you know, now like almost $15 for just a ticket or, you know, whatever. It's like $10 for food. You're probably spending like crazy amounts of money if you just go to a movie. A $20 buy in a poker tournament is probably going to get you, unless you're really, really terrible, it's going to get you like 4 or 5 hours of gameplay, which is way better than, you know, the amount of time in a movie anyway. A lottery ticket, I mean, unless you're just really happy obsessing over it for days, is basically you buy it, you're done. It's like, it's over, you know, like you've burnt the money. And, it, you know, maybe it's like a game of Baccarat, you know, like you're just, it's over. You spend your money and it's gone. I can't justify it. I mean, I'll just get into this article here.
Hold on. Before you get into the article, we've got Jim calling from Wyoming who also wants to talk about the Powerball. Jim, let me ask you this before you get into your thoughts. Did you buy a Powerball ticket?
I did not. No, and actually it's Tim. Tim, T-I-M. Yeah.
Oh, Tim. Okay, they have Jim on my screen here.
That's
apologies.
Okay. That probably was my speakerphone or something. No, I didn't, but I know some people that did, and I actually read an article about the woman who said no groceries this week. She bought Powerball tickets, you know, several hundred dollars worth. And I thought to myself, well, what I saw was a picture of a stack of tickets. And I thought to myself, the woman's got to be either insane or close to it. Because, you know, if she's considering feeding her family with the dream, with the smoke-clouded dream, if you want to call it, of having billions of dollars or hundreds of millions or even tens of thousands, with the chance of, what is it, something like 200 million to one of winning the lottery?
One in 292.2 million
are
the odds on hitting the jackpot.
Maybe the state, Tim, should mandate that the tickets are printed with food coloring so that she can then cook those tickets into an edible stew for her.
Oh, right. Or drink them later and call it Kool-Aid, right? Or something,
right.
Like, that.
Something like that, yeah.
Right, and when people are doing that, those people definitely are irresponsible, and I agree that, you know, those people should not be buying lotto tickets. But right. If you've got, you know, like, here's $10 that I'm either going to possibly maybe go to a movie or buy a couple lotto tickets.
Right.
And you're not really super excited about going to a movie. You know, yeah, I was going to go blow this $10 on something anyway, buy a couple of lotto tickets.
Well, you could do that too, but you were saying earlier, or that your co-host there was saying also, a person could take the $10 or $20 buy-in, so to speak, of a, you know, for a poker tournament or something like that. And I used to, you know, I was a regular billiards player in California. I was pretty good, and I used to make it usually to the final round, and I win my money back five or six times over. So, but that, I mean, that's 6 or 7 hours worth of play, and
right.
So I'd get that enjoyment from my $20. But now,
even if you lose, you know, after 6 or 7 hours, it's like, okay, well, you know, like, as long as you're not going to burn a bunch more money into it, you know, that there are people that are like, I lost after an hour. I'm going to buy in again. And then they buy in again. And then they buy in again. And that, you know, well, that's not, you know.
Whenever I've gone to a casino, I've always been like $20, once that's gone or after an hour and a half, I'm done. Jim, I'm not sure if you had more. We will hold you over momentarily, let you get all of your thoughts. And, of course, you can call in, whether it's on gambling, Powerball, other forms of entertainment, or whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 or LRN.FM on Skype.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We already have the best deals on hardwood flooring, but those deals just got even better at Lumber Liquidators January Flooring Sale. Right now, you can get 20% off our already low prices on our thickest and best laminate. And our natural maple laminate is an unbeatable 49 cents. That's 50% off. Or get beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid prefinished Brazilian Koa at 40% off. Gorgeous engineered hardwood like Gunstock Oak up to 50% off. Plus, get more great deals starting at just 59 cents and get special financing. Hurry before these deals are gone. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the values. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10. Limit 2 offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free call-in number, or you can call in on Skype if you have a good internet connection. You generally will sound better than on the landline. We're talking about gambling, specifically the Powerball, and Johnson, you told us who the big winner is. But in just a moment, you will explain to everyone why they are the big winner, and that big winner would be none other than various governments that wind up making money on the Powerball and lotteries and other forms of legalized gambling. But back to Tim calling in from Wyoming. Tim, I think you had a little bit more that you wanted to say about gambling and specifically the Powerball.
Well, yeah, actually I did, because what I was going to say about specifically gambling, not necessarily the Powerball, but gambling, I live in one of the counties in Wyoming that has legalized casinos. Native American casinos. And they've actually been laying people, because Wyoming's having the problems that it's having with gas and oil being shut down by the federal government, among other things, there's not as much of an influx of people in the casinos. So they're not making the money they used to make. They've actually started laying people off, amazingly enough. I mean, whoever hears of that in Las Vegas or anything like that? I mean, they build and build and build. But here, with the population of less than 750,000 people and the jobs going away, they're dropping people from the casinos. But what I was going to say about the casinos I consider blackjack, unless it's a, you know, 5-card shoe or 10-card shoe or some, or deck, I mean, rather, you know, several deck shoe.
Mm-hmm.
I consider it to be a game of skill because I'm pretty good at blackjack. But what
I was actually just about to share that the only time I've ever done any sort of like big gambling was I went with a friend who I was working with out in California at one point. We decided to go on a trip, you know, a celebratory trip to Vegas for a couple of days. And during that time, I decided, on the way down, I was going to read all the rules for blackjack and see every little thing, like what you're supposed to do when you play. And I did that. And then I sat at the table, and I basically worked blackjack like it was a job for those couple days. And I made so much money that we were able to stay a couple days more because I just kept winning over and over again. Small amounts, and you can do that. And you could basically work blackjack like it's a job if you don't... go crazy with how you gamble. You have certain rules for how you set money aside. You don't like make huge crazy bets, you're consistent. You know, it's
right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, another thing about blackjack, I mean, blackjack, and then there's also there's a game called I like called 3-card poker, which is essentially like blackjack, but it's not called blackjack. But like I say, it's called 3-card poker, but it's kind of the same game. I was up about $500 one night, and of course, I decided to play on and lost it all back. So,
right.
That's how it works. I mean, you stayed for a few more days in Las Vegas or a couple days in Las Vegas, and what did you do? You just gave them back their money,
right? Gave it back to them. Yep, right, absolutely.
Right. Well, what I was gonna say about the Powerball, as far as you know, it's a tax on the poor, is that. As you guys have gone, you know, as you've spoken about, it's a tax on the people. Like for instance, as I mentioned earlier, the woman who went and spent several hundred dollars on tickets, you know, rather than buying food for a week or whatever it was. It was actually no groceries this week. I'm buying lottery tickets. I think was basically the headline of the story. And I saw in the person's hands, a picture of a person holding what would look to be about an inch and a quarter, inch and a half thick of lottery tickets. And I thought to myself, that's incredible. That's incredible poor management, incredibly poor management of money for one.
Yes.
But it's also incredibly wishful thinking for another. It's like saying, well, because the sun is going to come up tomorrow, I will make millions of dollars in solar energy futures. Sure you will. Okay.
Well, I tell you what, I prayed on it, and therefore if the Lord cares about me.
That's right, yes.
I will win.
Give me my Mercedes. Give me my Mercedes, Lord, once you buy me a Mercedes-Benz, like Janis Joplin said, right?
Right.
You know, My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Well, anyway, you can't do that by doing the lottery. But you know, so there's that entire issue is just it's just how people decide to lose their money, how people decide to mismanage their money. Obviously, if a person who spent several hundred dollars on tickets was to win, they would probably blow that money away. You hear all the stories about people who won the lottery. I mean, I heard it in California.
Oh yeah, they're damaged by it.
Right, right. That's not just damaged psychologically, but damaged financially. They blow away their friends and relatives, and I don't mean blow away and shoot them and kill them.
Right, right.
I mean,
blow them off.
Yeah, they blow them off. They just, you know, they roll away like tumbleweeds, and essentially they're, you know, the tumbleweed shows up and you throw a few thousand dollars at it, it rolls away again, but then after several hundred thousand or, you know, thousands of tumbleweeds come by, you're out of money. If you're a nice person, You still need to save some of that money. That's the problem.
They buy the $10 million mansion and forget about the taxes, you know, and they forget ongoing expenses and.
Well, that's right. Pay your perpetual tax, pay your perpetual rent to the government to own your property. Now, is Ian going to be on the air tonight or no?
No,
Thursday is Ian's night off.
Okay, because I had a little bit of an issue with him last night. He kept interrupting me when I was trying to finish. I was trying to finish what I was telling.
What were you trying to say?
Story. Well, The issues of...
I mean, really, I want to know what you were trying to say to him.
Well, the thing I was trying to say to him...
I'm messing with you.
No, you were there. I mean, you were there last night, too.
No.
Johnson was not on last night.
I was not there last night, so I was just having a little fun with you, interrupting you. Sorry.
Johnson was interrupting you being a complete a-hole.
Oh, very
that
good.
Was,
you're playing Ian tonight. Good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Ian was just basically... he was just shutting me off and shoving my argument aside. I mean, you had Will Coley on there last night, which, okay, fine, Muslims for Liberty. I haven't checked out their organization. I have no idea whether it's, okay, he's your friend. You know, maybe it's legit, maybe not. But one of the tenets of Islam is that they lie to get ahead. They're like politicians. They actually use their religion. One of their religious tenets is to lie to get into an organization or get to a group or get to a neighborhood or just to get friends and then betray them like the thugs. That's the way I look at it.
Tim, and I'm going to do what you accused Ian of doing last night, and I'm going to cut you off that if you have an issue with a particular individual, you should take that up with the particular individual, not take to national radio to complain about someone who is not here to defend themselves.
That's true. Okay, you're right.
If you've got a problem with Will Coley or anybody else from Muslims for Liberty, you should take that up with them. And Will actually has a radio show now. It's live on Sunday nights. You can find it on the Liberty Radio Network online at lrn.fm. Comes on after Free Talk Live. So you could listen to his show. I'm not sure if he's taking callers, but you should take that up with him instead of... taking it up with me or Ian or any of the other hosts on Free Talk Live and saying, well, you're friends with this Muslim, so let me tell you everything that I know about Islam.
But if you do want to argue with Ian about him cutting you off, any other night of the week, you're welcome to call in.
Oh, yeah, well, for sure. I mean, I was kind of hoping he'd be on tonight, so I'd be able to not throw it back in his face, but they essentially tell him how I felt about his changing of the subject three times. I recorded it. I actually listened to a rebroadcast of the podcast. But anyway, what I did is I listened to it and I said, okay, here's where he cuts me off here and he does this.
All right, Tim, and I'm going to have to cut you off because we're at the end of the segment. Thank you for the call. And your call is welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453 is the toll-free call-in line. You can call in, talk about gambling, Powerball, Chuck E. Cheese, complain about the host, although if it's somebody other than me or Johnson, we will tell you to call back on a night that they're here. But really, you can call about pretty much anything. And in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Johnson.
And Johnson, you still have not gotten into the article here. You did tell us that the government is the big winner of the Powerball. And I think everybody pretty much knows that, especially anybody that understands how gambling works.
The specifics are very interesting.
The house always wins.
Yeah.
Like that's how gambling
more
works.
Than that,
the house always wins. So get into this article here.
I actually want to talk just a little bit more about this because we were talking about the gambling thing, and I find that, you know, it's more fun for us to debate on these topics because there's actual interaction rather than just chewing through an article here. I want to talk a little bit about this, you know, like why, I guess, because I've been in, you know, especially also Facebook arguments about this because I've been basically, you know, saying...
Okay.
So I've basically been saying, you know, the lottery is a tax on stupid, you know, like essentially on
I just realized something. Facebook arguments is your Powerball. You get entertainment. You are entertained by being involved in Facebook arguments. And I find Facebook arguments to be less than useless.
Sure, I guess.
So, whereas you would rather spend some time being involved in a Facebook argument, I would rather take a few dollars that's burning a hole in my pocket and buy a Powerball ticket.
The difference is that I wasn't having random Facebook arguments. This isn't like, not like I was going on some other page. This is me having conversations with friends.
Okay, conversations
I agree
with friends
you. I agree with
and
you, though.
Facebook arguments are two totally different things.
No, not necessarily. When I said Facebook argument, I just mean that this conversation happened to happen on Facebook. But
You had a conversation where you disagreed with someone. That is not necessarily an argument.
Sure. And basically people were disagreeing with me, on my personal Facebook page for things that I was posting. Not necessarily just some sort of random conversation in some forum that I'm not necessarily, where I don't know people. I actually don't tend to do that
very
often.
So was it an argument or a conversation? Because those are not the same thing. If you've got to think about it, it was an argument.
Probably, yeah.
And I find that to be less than useless.
Right.
So get into the article, please.
That's not... that was not the point. The point was, as I was saying, that those things happen, those conversations happen, so it's fresh on my mind. And what I want to bring up is, I wonder whether or not the fact that I don't get any enjoyment from the idea of playing a Powerball has something to do with my being an atheist. And I wonder if there are other atheists out there who are listening who feel the same way. And I think, and I see, as we were talking about gambling, what came up in my mind is that there is a huge difference in my mind between gambling and having and playing against other people and what the lottery is and what even the ski, some of those things where it's not necessarily a game of skill, but when you're gambling against the universe, essentially all you're doing is gambling against odds, which in my mind is the dumbest form of gambling because odds are odds because that's the way they work. You know, it's like, those odds are going to be that way. There's no skill or anything that's really going to change those odds. So what's interesting to me is why, when you say it's fun or whatever, I'm not trying to control people's behavior here, but
right,
I am.
You're just trying to say that it's completely irrational and illogical and it should not happen. And I'm saying that some of your behavior, such as getting involved in Facebook arguments, I find to be irrational.
Sure, you can, but that's not. It's not, because I've changed people's opinions over and over and over again, so it's not. I mean, it's just not.
But the point is, we both find various things to be forms of entertainment.
Okay, but
we're not going to change each other's mind about what we find to be entertaining.
Okay, I agree with
that. So this discussion is completely pointless, other than we're arguing, and somehow that makes for good radio, and that's what you're trying to do, is let's make good radio by arguing, and I don't want to argue.
Okay. Well, you could tone it down a little bit. First of all, that's one thing that you could do to not argue, because I'm just trying to discuss this point, and you're getting upset about it.
Because you keep saying the same thing about it's not logical to buy lotto tickets. And yes, I know that, but I still, every now and then, am entertained by buying a lotto ticket.
Right. What I'm asking, and I've switched topics here, which it's subtle, but what I've switched into is what I wanted to examine is, why do you find it fun? That's what I'm examining. I'm trying to figure out, why don't I find this activity fun, and why do you?
I don't know. I don't know why you find certain things fun, and I can't necessarily tell you all the reasons why I do find something to be fun.
Like, I can tell you exactly why I find Facebook debates fun. Like, I find Facebook debates fun because I like, one, examining my own positions on topics and finding out what other people's positions on topics are, just like kind of we're having almost what could be considered a Facebook debate right now. And I'm examining, what I want to know is where you're coming from. Where's your stance on that particular position? Why do you believe the things that you do in the way that you do? And In turn, I'm examining my own beliefs in the particular situation, and where am I coming from? Why don't I find, what is it about me that says, I don't want to burn my money into this? I don't want to do this. Like, this is just not, I will play a poker game, but I won't play the lotto. What's the difference? I want to examine those things.
The odds are a little better in a poker game, and I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But, I can't necessarily just walk into a gas station and say, yes, I'd like one poker, please.
Right. But the funny thing is,
and then walk out and wait 2 days, and then, did I win on my poker?
I wonder, though, if, let's say the odds of me winning poker. Well, I don't know. Now I'm thinking about that. I was about to say, if the odds of me winning poker were 292 million to one, would I still invest $20 if I were to play for 6 hours with friends? Maybe. I play video games. There's zero odds of winning any money at playing a video game, you know, like, and I'll do that for hours on end, you know.
And if on the poker, let's say that it wasn't 6 hours that you sat at a table, and I don't know if I would even, one, want to sit at a table for 6 hours playing
poker.
It gets
hard after a while. I've played some tournaments
where
I'm like,
if I have 6 hours that I could set aside to commit to playing poker.
It gets, you don't want a game to go that long. To be honest, I've done that, and it's like, when is this tournament going to be over?
But a lot of it is, you know, like time versus money sort of thing. I've got, you know, the 30 seconds it takes me to tell the clerk, give me a lotto ticket.
Right.
And then I wait 2 days, and, oh, let me look at the numbers.
Right.
And again, I don't buy lotto tickets all the time. I'll buy it when the jackpot gets up and I start hearing news stories about Powerball jackpot, 600 and something million. You know what? Let me buy a couple of tickets just because somebody's got to win.
What do you think about people that gift lottery tickets, though?
I think that that's less than useless. Like, if you're going to give me $5, just
really
give me $5.
Yeah, it's in poor taste, right?
If you're only going to spend $5 on me, that's fine. I don't care.
Right.
But give me the $5, not a $5 scratch-off ticket.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Well, obviously, because I have a stance against lottery tickets. But have you ever been gifted lottery tickets? I have one time. Like, I was gifted, I think, $5 worth of lottery tickets for a birthday 1 year.
I may have. If I was, it was scratch-off tickets, and I either won, you know, like a couple dollars or just won the face value of the ticket.
Ironically, the guy who gave me lottery tickets for my birthday is now a cop. So
yeah, and my thought on that is some of the people that I know, they could, you know, be kind of scummy, if you will, to where I could see somebody wind up giving a lotto ticket and then you wind up getting that, you know, $1,000 lucky for life, and they're like, well, remember, I'm the one that gave you that ticket. Yeah. You wouldn't have that without me. Right. Hint, hint, wink, wink. Don't forget your buddy over here. To where basically they would wind up winning the prize if it's something over, like, $5. So
can you not mention it? I mean, I wonder if there's, like, a limit under which you can just be like, I didn't win anything. Nothing at all. Like, you don't say anything.
If it's under $600, then it's not reportable.
Right.
So, like, anything over $600.
I know, like, with the major, like, with the Powerball, like, that winner is going to be published. They're going to be famous, right? But, like, some, you know, is it possible to get away with just not telling anyone ever, right?
Well, certainly, you could win the $1,000 lucky for life, never tell anybody, and not cash in the ticket.
Well, no, I mean, if you cash in the ticket, do you go on, like, some sort of state record somewhere? Is it go in the newspaper?
If it's over $600, you're in a state record because they've got to give you money.
Yep.
Your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's
powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.